Chapter 1. A New Home. Mr. and Mrs. Henry Dashwood lived a peaceful and respectable life at Norland Park. Norland was a fine house in the centre of a large estate that belonged to Henry's uncle. Henry had a son called John, and when his first wife died, Henry married again. He and his second wife had three daughters, Eleanor, Marianne, and Margaret. John was a young man who lived in London. When his mother died, he got a lot of money. He became even richer by marrying Fanny Ferrers. John and Fanny now had a son. This made the uncle very happy. The old man loved the child. Unfortunately, this happy situation soon changed. The old man died, and in his will gave Norland Park and the estate to John's son. The old man kindly said John's father, Henry, could live at Norland with his wife and daughters until Henry died. Henry was worried, though. When he died, his wife and daughters would have nowhere to live and little money.
"But I am not old," he thought. "We will live here for years. In that time, I will save as much money as I can for my family."
Henry could not complete this sensible plan, however, because only 12 months later, he was dying. Henry called his son to see him before he died.
"I am worried about my wife and your sisters, John," he said. "When I die, this house and the estate will belong to you, and they will have to find a new place to live. They only have a little money. Promise me you will help them, so that I can die in peace."
John, who was not a bad man, made his promise. "I will give them £3,000, he said to himself, after his father died. "They will be able to live very well on that," he thought. Only a short time after Henry's funeral, John's wife Fanny arrived to live at Norland Park with their three-year-old son.
"I have every right to come and live here," she said. "Now that Henry is dead, this house belongs to my son."
Fanny had never been a popular member of the family. When she moved into the house so soon after Henry died, she showed exactly how selfish she was. Mrs. Dashwood was very sad when her husband died, and after Fanny arrived, she wanted to leave Norland immediately. Like their mother, Marianne and Margaret were passionate and sensitive. They also wanted to leave. The eldest daughter, Eleanor, was always more sensible than her mothers and sisters. "Mama," she said, "we have not found a new place to live in. We must stay here until we do." When Fanny Dashwood moved to Norland, Mrs. Dashwood and her three daughters became visitors in their own home. What was worse, Fanny did not agree with her husband's plan to give his sisters £3,000.
"They are not really your sisters if you do not have the same mother," she said to John one evening. "I do not understand why you want to give away all your money. Think about our poor little son. Why do you want to give so much of our money to people who are not even your family?"
"I promised my father I would help them, Fanny dear," he said.
"Yes, but you only promised to help them. Your father did not tell you how much money to give them."
"Perhaps you are right," John replied. "I will give them half."
"That is extremely generous, John," his wife continued. "I do not know another man who would be so generous. In fact, When your father asked you to help them, I am sure he did not mean that you should give them money.
Perhaps you are right, John said. They do have a little money of their own. Maybe they do not need any more from me.
Of course they do not need any more, his wife exclaimed. They will soon move to a small house where they will need only one servant, or perhaps two. They will not have an expensive life. In fact, they will need almost nothing to live on.
I believe you are right, my love, John agreed. Now I think about it, I feel my father only wanted me to be kind to them, as a neighbour would. One of our servants can help them when they move out.
You have a kind and generous spirit, Fanny answered. For John, his wife was always logical and always right.
Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters felt very unwelcome in Fanny's home. They looked for a new house nearby, but most were too expensive. Eleanor had to remind her mother how little money they had. 3 months passed in this way, then a visitor arrived at the house. This new person made Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters much happier, especially Eleanor. It was Edward Ferrers, Fanny's older brother. Edward's mother and sister were not pleased with him. They had decided Edward must become someone important, a politician perhaps. He must become friends with the greatest men in society. Unfortunately, Edward did not want that. He only wanted a quiet, comfortable life. Edward's family were more pleased with his younger brother, Robert. He was very ambitious. At first, Mrs. Dashwood did not like Edward. He was not handsome, and he was extremely shy. As Eleanor spent time with him, as she talked to him, she saw that he was kind and loving. "He is completely unlike his sister Fanny," she said to her mother one day. "Well, if he is unlike Fanny, then I love him already," Mrs. Dashwood replied. "I think you will like him when you know him," Eleanor said.
"Like him?" replied her mother with a smile. "If I like someone, I can feel nothing less than love for them."
Mrs. Dashwood spent more time with Edward and got to know him better. She understood that his quiet manner hid a warm heart. She saw what a gentle, honourable young man he was. She was happy because she thought that he had fallen in love with Eleanor. She was sure they would soon be married.
"In a few months, my dear Marianne," she said to her second daughter one day, "Eleanor will be married. We will miss her, but she will be happy."
"Oh, Mama, how will we live without her?" Marianne replied.
"My love, I am sure we will live only a few miles from each other, and so we will see them every day. If Eleanor marries, you will not lose a sister, but get a new brother, a real loving brother."
Marianne was not quite as enthusiastic about Edward.
"Edward is nice, and I do like him," she said. "But he does not have that fire a young man should have. He does not love music as I do. And last night he read that beautiful poem with so little emotion. If I was in love with him, it would break my heart to hear him read poetry so badly. Mama, the more I see of the world, the more I am sure I will never meet a man I can really love. He would have to be as nice as Edward, but have much more charm and spirit than him."
"My dear," said Mrs. Dashwood, "you are not even 17. It is too early for you to give up hope of finding happiness.
Marianne decided to speak to her sister about Edward.
What a pity that Edward does not love drawing as much as you do, she said one day.
Eleanor was surprised by what her sister said about Edward.
He does not draw, it is true, but he is always interested in my drawings.
Do not be angry, Eleanor, Marianne said. Perhaps I do not know him as well as you do.
I agree he does not seem handsome when you first see him. Now that I know him so well, I find him quite handsome.
I know I will love him more, Eleanor, when he becomes your husband.
But, Marianne, he has not asked me to marry him. I think he likes me very much, but I do not think he is free to choose who will become his wife. I am not rich or well connected. I am sure his family will want him to marry someone who is.
Marianne saw that she and her mother had been wrong. Perhaps Eleanor and Edward would not be able to get married. Eleanor certainly did not believe she and Edward would ever get married. She was sure that he loved her, but he often seemed sad. Eleanor thought his mother would not let them be together because her family had no money. During this time, Fanny watched her brother with Eleanor. She was not pleased by what she saw.
My mother wants both her sons to marry well, she told Mrs. Dashwood one day.
A young woman who thinks she will persuade Edward to marry her should remember that.
Mrs. Dashwood understood immediately what Fanny was saying and was very angry.
Whatever Eleanor says, she thought, we will leave this place immediately.
At this point, Mrs. Dashwood received a letter from a distant relative, Sir John Middleton. He explained that he had recently heard about their situation and offered her a cottage on his estate in the county of Devon. This was many miles away from Norland. Mrs. Dashwood did not hesitate for a moment. She wrote back to Sir John the same day, accepting his kind offer. When the time came to leave Norland, Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters were extremely upset.
Dear, dear Norland, cried Marianne as she walked through each room to say goodbye. I will never be able to feel happy in another house. How I will miss everything here, though the house and garden will not even know that we have gone.
John said they could use his carriage for the journey. As they sat in the carriage, Mrs. Dashwood, Marianne and Margaret were all crying. The only person who did not cry was Eleanor.